It's Nuggets Talk with Altitude's Chris Dempsey on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
Right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, covers the Nuggets for Altitude, Chris Dempsey. Chris, how you doing, man?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing well. And look, I like what Michael Malone said last night. Okay, yeah, against the Pistons, they're, I don't like to use the term JV-ish, but they're definitely had a lot of injuries. The Cunningham kid was brilliant last night for them, but this is not a particularly good basketball team. But the Nuggets have kind of had to, they had their struggles against the Pistons, playing them two of the last three nights. But when you have the MVP, you have Nikola Jokic, even if maybe things are not going exactly your way, you're not playing the best basketball, that guy is going to find a way to help you win, and he's done that in these last two games against the Pistons.
Yeah, he has. I mean, his line last night was major. I mean, you know, 28, 21 rebounds, 9 assists, another almost triple-double. I mean, he just is, he really is a real difference maker on the basketball court. There's just no doubt about that. And, you know, yesterday's game was so unique to me. I don't think that I've ever seen a team give up 38 points off of turnovers and still win that game. I don't have, you know, evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt that that's the highest points given up off of turnovers this season in any game in the NBA. But if it is not, I guarantee you it's in the top five. And for the Nuggets to be able to overcome that, to shoot 42% from the field, which is exactly what Detroit shot, to hit one less three-pointer, to be outscored by 12 points in the paint, and you still won this basketball game?
Yeah.
It was an amazing performance just from that standpoint, and Nikola Jokic was in the middle of that, obviously, with everything that he does production-wise. And then defensively, you had to be good enough to overcome those types of numbers, and they were.
Yeah, they played outstanding defense at the end of the game to get the win last night. And I want to go back to Nikola for a moment, because the numbers that were mentioned yesterday or after the game last night to Michael Malone, Nikola Jokic picked up his 3,000th NBA assist in the first quarter, only Nuggets player to have 5,000 rebounds and 3,000 assists. Also, he's the first player to reach those totals in fewer than 500 career games in his first 3 years. I mean, you think about who the Nuggets have had, Chris, over the course of their history. David Thompson, Dan Issel, so many amazing players. Alex English. I mean, let's go, the Fonz. I mean, so many great players that they've had, Kamei Mutombo, that when you think about it, those are some pretty staggering numbers, and it shows just how good this guy is and how special this guy is.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, there's a few things at work, I think. One is the player. The player is just that good. And Nikola Jokic, what he can do all over the basketball court is elite everywhere. And so that's kind of my next point, which is when you go back through, and this is a majority of players, I mean, you know, they specialize in a thing or maybe two things. And so maybe you're, you know, the highest scorer in franchise history, and maybe you're in the top 10 in some of the other categories as well. But what you were doing mostly was scoring. With Nikola Jokic, he does everything, all of these things to an elite level. And so when you're breaking records like this or setting records or you're the only player with X amount of numbers in these production categories, I mean, it speaks to not just being a specialist in one area, it speaks to being truly great in all the areas. And doing that to a consistent level every single night, that nobody else in your franchise history has done. And then on top of that, also, it definitely does also mean, reflect upon this type of NBA, which is a different kind of NBA. Because even when it's interesting, because we showed the highest game in NBA history, the highest scoring game in NBA history was the Nuggets and the Pistons way back in 1983. It was 186-184. I mean, just all the points are being scored everywhere. But when you look at the clips of those games, and just watch how the game was played, so many players from elbow to elbow and block to block. I mean, they just basically played off the elbows and the blocks on the court, and that's just no spacing. And think about what we see in today's NBA, just everybody's space, defense is stretched to the hilt. The onus on defense is to stop top-flight offensive players is as great as it's ever been. And Nikola Jokic is existing in this time, in this era of basketball. And he's doing all of those other things. He's being elite in all these other areas while we are in an age of basketball where offense, if you are if you're deadly offensively, you can probably not be stopped. And so all of these things are at work. Obviously, it begins with your talent, and Nikola Jokic has tons of that.
Altitude Nuggets broadcaster Chris Dempsey joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And some areas that the Nuggets have really improved upon recently, Chris, during this stretch, that in terms of fast break points on the season, they've been ranked around 14th, 12.5 fast break points per game. But recently, they're 7th in the league in that number. And also, their perimeter play has been much, much better. Take us through why you think those numbers have improved for the Nuggets over the last 7 to 10 games.
Well, I think the perimeter shooting numbers can just be immediately traced back to additions on the team. And they're starting to catch guys who are playing well right about now. So Zeke Nnaji is one of those players who's knocking in a lot more shots more consistently from the three-point line. He'd pop in a game with Jeff Green. Has been really good from everywhere on the court, quite frankly, with him.
Really good last night, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so he can knock in some three-point shots. You add Bryn Forbes to the equation, and he's been able to help in that area. And so I just think that you're starting to see some players elevate their games shooting-wise. Of Aaron Gordon, and I didn't even mention him, and his three-point shooting has been vastly improved this season over last season, and certainly as of late. And he hit the game-winning three-pointer just a few games ago. So I think we're starting to see the Nuggets players start to pick it up from the three-point line. I think the addition, obviously, of Bryn Forbes is going to help continue that. And then if this is going to be the case, then it's just going to be a lot easier for them. Scoring the ball has been a lot much better for the Nuggets in the last week to 10 days or so, and they've just put pretty major numbers up on the board, and I think that it begins there. And to your point about transition, I think it's one of the things that they really wanted to be better in transition. Now, that doesn't necessarily equal always pace. Pace and transition are two different categories. But if you're getting the ball, and I think we see this more in the Nuggets this season than most other seasons, anybody who rebounds the basketball has license to bring it up. And if that is the case, and you don't have to stop and look for an outlet man, and now you got to get the pass to the outlet man, and while you're doing all of these things, the defense is now back and set. But if you can get the rebound and go, then you can keep your transition offense high. You can get into your regular offense much quicker, or you can catch the defense not being organized in their transition defense, and you can hit them up for layups and easy stuff or easy wide-open three-point shots while they are still trying to get organized in transition. And I think the Nuggets have been real conscious about trying to be better in that area overall this year, and I think we're starting to see them just really turn it up in that one area. But I think it really does begin with getting a stop, getting a rebound, and now anybody bring it up, get yourself a quick screen and see if you have a shot there, and if not, then you can get into your offense a lot more quickly and maybe catch this defense in some cross matches that you wouldn't have been able to before if you would have brought the ball up a lot more, a lot slower.
Chris Dempsey joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. You mentioned Bryn Forbes, nice addition to the perimeter game. And then Boogie Cousins, DeMarcus Cousins, coming in to provide some additional support for Nikola Jokic on the interior. I know my colleague and I, Buckeye, you've talked. You've gone through the history of DeMarcus Cousins. And look, it's a resume that has moments of outstanding play and moments of not poor behavior, not great play. But I do think right now DeMarcus Cousins does bring rebounding and some interior scoring and helps take a little bit of the pressure off Nikola Jokic inside when he's on the floor.
He does, and he gives that second unit. But I think a lot of things about DeMarcus Cousins, because I think you're right with how you kind of view his career up to this point. So let me just back up before I get to the court. I think what we're starting to see, and I wasn't necessarily super dialed into this until I was doing sideline reporting on the first game that he played. It was against Detroit a couple of days ago, and then listening to him speak to the media afterwards. And what I saw in the huddles was a player that immediately was already talking to his teammates, giving them advice, telling them what he saw and how they might best be able to handle a certain situation just immediately in his first game. And then afterwards, I actually asked him about that, and he said something to the effect of, "Listen, I just want to help. You know, I'm the second or third oldest player in the locker room now, and I've been through a lot, I've seen a lot. I just want to be able to, on the court and off the court, be able to help these guys." And so my point here is that I think what we're seeing in DeMarcus Cousins, first and foremost, is a person who's in just a much better headspace than we have seen him in many times over the course of his career. And when you get in that better headspace, I think we saw this exact same thing with JaVale McGee last year too. And, you know, you come from a space where things might have been a little frivolous earlier in your career, and now you're older, you've matured, you've seen some things, you've gone through some adversities that have helped shape who you are right now, and now you've come out on the other side a lot more wise person. I think that is what the Nuggets are seeing with DeMarcus Cousins as well. And so if you're going to bring those things to the table, calm, wisdom, a team mentality, those things, and now you get on the court and you're setting these just crushing screens, and to your point, also on the interior, you can throw it to him, and who's going to stand in his way? I mean, he's still such a physical player. He can help you in a number of ways. And I think, unlike JaVale McGee, they are more compelled to use DeMarcus Cousins in the offensive flow. And so you can get him downhill, collapse some defenses, that'll open up three-point shooters, or you just throw it to him, and you can very well expect that he's going to score on the interior or get fouled or both, you know, in trying to do so. So, I would be pretty surprised if the Nuggets didn't, here in the next 10 days, whatever it is, sign him for the rest of the season, because, even though he's not shooting the ball well right now, that's not a thing for me. I think he'll be fine ultimately there. What they've already been able to see, the impact that he's had and the flow of their offense, and then maybe even in the locker room, I think you marry that with a player that is still a talented player, can do a lot of things on the court, and why wouldn't you want that individual to help you down the stretch?
Chris Dempsey from Altitude joining us today on the Team Sports Network. Nuggets go to Brooklyn tonight. They continue the road trip to take on some dude named Kevin Durant and James Harden and Kyrie Irving and Paul Millsap, one-time Nugget. Paul Millsap, part of the mix in Brooklyn as well. But Nets right now the third-best team in the Eastern Conference. So a star-studded lineup and a big matchup and a big challenge for the Nuggets on the road tonight, Chris.
It is, and fortunately for the Nuggets, and, you know, it says it's rescheduled. So you look at this road trip, and this was supposed to be two games and then 3-day break and then three games on the road. And so what it originally was Detroit and then New Orleans and then 3-day break, and then you go, I think it's Milwaukee, Minnesota, and I can't remember the last game right now. But that's what it was originally scheduled to be. But then when this Brooklyn game was postponed earlier, late last year, and moved to this space, it made it all of a sudden a six-game road trip, and six games in 9 days and two sets of back-to-backs. So it made the scheduling challenge a lot harder. But more so than that, when they were going to face the Brooklyn Nets before, Brooklyn was not going to have James Harden or Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving on the court for that game, and so it was a total opportunity for the Nuggets to just roll in there and then get a game against one of the actual best teams in the Eastern Conference, but they wouldn't have had any of their main guys. So you get it rescheduled to now, and actually they're almost going to get that same scenario. So there will be no Kevin Durant, and there will be no, obviously Kyrie can't play home games.
Right.
James Harden will play, unless he doesn't want to play. Brooklyn did play last night and lost to the Lakers. James Harden had a triple double in that game, so it still sets up as an opportunity for the Nuggets to get a win against a team in a weakened state. So can they do that? We'll see. You know, it's for some reason it's not a place that they've had the greatest of times winning games over the course of the years, no matter what the Brooklyn Nets have looked like. But I think for them, you know, both teams on the second of a back-to-back. And, I think the Nuggets have navigated their personnel losses much better than Brooklyn ever has this year. You know, Brooklyn has a good record, but they've had actually most, at least Kevin Durant and James Harden for the majority of the time, so that makes it a lot easier for them. But as soon as they started losing those guys and a couple of other good support players, it's just that they just haven't handled that as well as the Nuggets have been able to handle that. So can the Nuggets get two, you know, with a win back to, in the back-to-back game here tonight? We'll see. We'll see. It'll definitely be a tough challenge.